Hello, Potters, and welcome to episode 137 of Cospod, the podcast for all things cosplay. We have made it successfully back. We have survived AllCon. Yay! Applause here. Yay!
I can't do Google effects anymore because that's going to be phasing out pretty soon. So, meh!
Yeah, Google kind of borked our recording tonight, guys, so we're really sorry that this is actually like a couple of minutes late as opposed to 10 minutes late like it normally is. I blame technology. Anyways, yes, we are back from AllCon. We had a successful cosplay contest, and we'll be talking all about that in the episode. Now, granted, we're not going to have any cosplay updates because we did not spend the last week or two since you guys have seen us last working on cosplay. In the traditional sense, we have not worked on our own costumes. We worked on everybody else's. By which I mean we prepped really hard for the contest. We overplanned, as we always do. And there's something to be said for doing that.
Right.
Like, don't overthink things. Yes, overthink things.
Overthink things. And we're both really good about overthinking things.
Yes.
Which can be both good and bad.
Yes. It just means we're really well prepared, you know. The evil villains always tell us, be prepared. So, we did. So, at any rate, just one cosplay update that is not something that we did. However, tomorrow night on Sci-Fi will be the premiere of Cosplay Melee.
So if let me get my calendar up because I totally forgot that this was airing tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm writing the reminder event. Cosplay Melee.
Yes.
What time is it at, Amber?
I want to say it's at 7:30. Let me go and double check my Facebooks here because I keep seeing people post about it in the Crop Forum that I'm a member of. But tomorrow night on Sci-Fi will be the premiere episode, which I believe had something to do with being out and about in New York City or at the opera. Because they actually posted the theme. Each show will have a theme.
Oh, cool.
So that, you know, people have something to work towards as a goal for when they make their cosplays. So I am scrolling down briefly to see if I can find it. They've actually got a trailer out now for that episode specifically. And unfortunately, as I was at work today, I did not have a chance to see it. Okay, so they don't have a time on here. I'll have to go look.
What?
But it says it will premiere with the episode A Night at the Space Opera.
Oh, 10:09 Central.
Space Opera. 9 Central, okay. Yes. I don't know if the episodes will actually be archived on sci-fi.com or if other places will carry them so that if you miss it on its initial airing that you'll be able to go back and watch. That I'm not sure about. So if you have the chance, go ahead and give it a watch and let us know what you think. But I did want to make sure that people were aware that it is tomorrow night, March 21st, is the premiere.
And it's funny is that I remember when Heroes of Cosplay initially came out, and when we were talking about potentially other cosplay reality shows, the concept of Cosplay Melee was one such concept that actually like came up for us. We were like, what if it was more like a competition series where you take 3 to 4 people, put them in a room, and they have 48 hours to make a costume? And this is essentially what that is.
This is like Iron Cosplay on steroids.
Yeah.
if you don't know what Iron Cosplay is, it's held at a lot of anime conventions. Basically, it's like Iron Chef. They hand you a special ingredient and then some other basic ingredients, and you have to make a costume with those. And usually you are not given things like a needle and thread or sewing machines. You have to kind of hold things together with staplers and tape and all sorts of really oddball things. You don't even usually get pins, so.
No.
Or foam or anything like that. It just ends up being scrap odds and ends. So it can actually be remarkably difficult to make what you would consider to be a traditional costume out of it. But these guys will have a lot more available to them in their 48 hours to make the costumes. So it should be interesting. All right. So with that said, I don't believe we have any other announcements since we basically don't have anything else going between now and AllCon. Now, I will say that we did apply for press to ACON, and we will be applying for press to Anime Fest. So please, that we actually do get accepted, because this isn't ever a guaranteed thing that we get given press passes. So, you know, fingers crossed that we do get them so that we can bring you guys better coverage. Getting in as press early simply means that we actually have time to set up our equipment, which is a wonderful thing when you want to have good audio and video, and we get better seats. We're right up near the front of the action so that you guys can actually see what's going on. I mean, yes, you can film from the back of the room with Zoom, but it's not quite as good, as you guys have probably seen from some of our panels. So let's go ahead and talk about AllCon. AllCon the 13th, which was not held on Friday the 13th, which makes me a little bit sad.
Would that even have been possible this month? No, it wouldn't have been possible this month.
Not this month. I want to say it was last month when we had a Friday the 13th.
I think so. Nope, not February. We had one in January.
January AllCon next year.
We can kind of sort of make it work this April, because the 13th is on a Thursday.
Yeah, that's true. 13th on 13th. But no, AllCon was the 17th through the 20th this year, I believe. And, excuse me. Sorry, I'm still trying to recover from allergies, because of course, Texas being the way it is, right after we got back from AllCon, the trees decided to gift us with their blossoming dust of doom.
They sneezed all over my car. I was very unhappy this morning.
My car is yellow.
Yeah.
My car is very yellow.
Mine was.
Did you go on Thursday of AllCon?
I could not, because I have this thing called work.
Okay, fair enough. So more or less, the way that AllCon typically works in a year is that Wednesday night, yes, that's right, Wednesday night of the week of the con, they have a pajama jam. Those are two separate words, I promise you. It's pajama
jam.
Yes. And so what people do is you literally go to the hotel in your pajamas, and from about 6 p.m. until 9 p.m., they'll have board games, they have tea. They basically want to promote a social atmosphere for people to kind of have an icebreaker, get to know each other, and just generally kind of get settled in the con hotel before the con actually starts. And this is the first year, I believe, that AllCon was officially a four-day con. They actually had content starting at, I want to say it was 10 a.m. Thursday morning. And it went round the clock for the entire rest of the con until Sunday at about 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, we weren't able to attend on Thursday due to day job. And unfortunately, with most cons, that kind of tends to be the case, is that when you have day jobs, you kind of have to be picky choosy about the time you take off, if you have a limited amount of time you can take off. And so most people will tend to take off Friday instead of a Thursday. And so I do kind of feel bad for the con. Attendance may not have been what they had hoped, but day job. So we actually got there on Friday, just a little bit after lunch. And that was mostly so that we could get in and prep. Because if you guys haven't seen the behind the scenes of running cosplay contests, there's a lot of prep that goes on site when you get there. Unfortunately, it's not a pop-up contest where you can just, you know, put the little magic seed down and water it and it expands and becomes a cosplay contest for you. No, we had to take care of prize packs, make sure everything was present, make sure we had all of our judging forms filled out, because we do take on-site registration. People actually registered right up until we took the computer offline at 5 p.m. on Friday. Originally, we had actually planned to do it an hour earlier than that.
It's actually supposed to be 3 p.m.
Even better. So you're supposed to do it 2 hours earlier than that. I was thinking spring ahead in my head, because spring ahead is crap.
Yeah, total crap.
Yeah. So we allowed people extra time to register. We try and kind of push it as long as we can to let people participate, because we want you guys to participate in our contest. This isn't an exclusive elitist thing. And so once that was done, we basically had to, you know, handwrite forms, you know, print off what we could, make sure the judges had all their forms. Because whenever you do judges' forms, you have to do one form for each contestant, for each judge. So everything is in triplicate if you have three judges. And that's always fun. So we had all of our paperwork ready, all of our prizes ready. And then, of course, we went to get into costume too, because it wasn't enough to have a cosplay contest. We also had to be in cosplay. And so we both cosplays for the environment. And by environment, I mean a hotel that was extremely warm and humid. It was probably more humid in the hotel than it was outside of the hotel. And it was warmer in the hotel for sure than it was outside. And it was kind of a cloudy day outside. It wasn't raining, but it looked like it was going to at any moment. Really gross in costume. So I'm really sorry for those that had any sort of layered or big elaborate costumes, because people would have roasted. I had sweat pouring down my back, and it didn't feel great.
It didn't get any better on Saturday. I don't think they fixed it.
No, we did see an AC truck out front from an AC company. So we were kind of crossing our fingers that they were there to repair the AC and make them work. We ended up having to crank the AC in our room as high as it would go, just so that we could stay cool in our costumes. And unfortunately, I had a cosplay mishap in mine. I've actually gained too much weight around my waist and my corset didn't fit anymore. So I just had to wear my my overcoat, and that was all, with its accessories. And I felt really bad at the time because I spent so much freaking time on that corset. So I've been grinding at the gym this week trying to get back into a regular schedule, since I have nothing between now and AKON, so I can just keep very consistent. So that happened. And we actually ended up getting everybody into the room successfully. Prejudging went just fine. We found all of our judges. That's always a wonderful thing to make sure that everybody is present. And basically, we did the thing. You know, it was a very Julie moment. Do the thing. We did the thing. We ended up being completely finished with everything in 2 hours. And that included prejudging. So we were basically in the room by 6, and we were done like at 8:02. So I consider that a success. We had everybody running smoothly. You know, nobody tripped on stage. We didn't have any cosplay pieces fall off. We didn't have any medical emergencies. Like, it went probably as well as it could have gone. We ended up having 17 people in our contest. And while that is slightly less than last year, we're still very happy with that turnout. That is a great turnout. And people seem to enjoy the prizes this year. I am very sorry we did not give away restaurant gift cards. But we did end up giving away patterns. We gave away gift cards. We gave away an air compressor that weighed quite a bit. We gave away trophies. We gave away all sorts of things. And I think that the winners were well chosen. So thank you very much to our judges for helping us out with that. We made sure that we chose judges that were qualified, that are award-winning themselves, that are skilled in many cosplay disciplines, in different cosplay disciplines, so that we could cover the gamut of everybody who entered the contest. And we made sure that everything kept running on time. One of our helpers actually had a timer to make sure that the prejudging went very punctually. So thank you very much to our three helpers, to Nick, to Trent, to Allie. We could not have done it without you on a role basis. And also thanks to Jeff, our audio video assistant, who helped us set things up and make sure everything was working correctly, and for not smiting me when I touched his soundboard. Always a positive thing. Yes. And thank you as well to con security. I did notice them ghosting around just a little bit to make sure that the room didn't go over capacity and that there were clear walkways and making sure that nothing went wrong. So thank you very much to the con staff as well. And of course, thank you to the con chair for having us back. This is our third year doing it. I think we've gotten this down to, I think it's beyond an art now. I think it's a science. It's like a recipe that we write out every year now. So everything went very well. No complaints from me whatsoever, besides the atmosphere, which was hot and humid, but there was absolutely nothing we could do about that. So once that was done,
we've missed the most important part.
Oh, we did?
We did. I emceed.
Yes.
In an effort to save a badge, I emceed.
Because you have to think about the fact that whenever you run events at conventions, guys, you have to get into the convention. You actually have to be a member of the convention, which usually involves purchasing your badge so you can go attend stuff. Well, when you run panels, you're usually only given a certain allotment of free badges if they give free badges at all. And we had a very limited number of badges, so we're trying to work within the con constraints, as it were. I mean, in the same light that we worked within the budget we were given to make sure that everybody got adequate prizes. So, you know, we worked really hard, you know, fit in our little box there, our Cospod box. Val did a good job.
Yay. I got a couple of compliments on Saturday too, which made me very happy because I was like, this is my first time. My only goal was do not swear. Let's keep this as PG as possible because there are kids in the audience. That was my only goal.
And there were a lot of younger people who weren't just, you know, very young, but there were younger kids who we need to set a good example for.
Yeah.
Because we are a family-friendly show.
As long as I met that one rule, I figured I was cool, and I knew I was cool.
The cursing, basically cursing out of the way in the room before. We went to the ballroom in our hotel room. She got her cursing out of the way, which was...
It was very helpful.
Yes.
It's beneficial.
She has not sworn like a sailor yet. We will get to that point. And I'm sure that there may have been swearing afterward.
No, actually, not so much. Not
about the contest itself, just kind of in general. The relief kind of swearing.
I did a lot of that today at work. Does that count?
That counts.
Okay,
because
cool.
Today is realistically the first recovery day after the con, since the con actually ended on Sunday.
Yeah.
Because all con tries to divide up their contests as well over the different days of the week. They used to do the big contest on Thursday night, which was where they gave away the big prize. It was $1,000, but only one person would get any prize, and that was the only prize. So they didn't do that this year. So we had the Friday night contest, which was the cosplay contest, the one that's more performance oriented. And then Saturday night is when they run the costume contest, the one that's focused a little bit more on craftsmanship. Not that we don't focus on craftsmanship. We actually have points in our criteria for it. And that's why we have prejudging. But that one is less focused on the performance aspect. It's basically you walking up as a model and showing off what you have done. So do you want to talk a little bit about Saturday, since I was not able to go? I know you attended some panels that were awesome.
I did. Yeah, I ended up attending a couple of panels this time around. And this is actually probably the first time that I've attended so many in such a very short time frame for AllCon, because usually whenever we go, if it's not hanging out with friends or doing the cosplay contest, we're usually going into like one or two of the cosplay panels, and that's about it. Oh, cool. I'm good with that too. I'm very easily distracted right now. it is what it is. So I ended up going to about three or four panels on Saturday, which I was really surprised by. And that did not include the costume contest. I ended up sitting in on two of Jedi Cole's game show panels. And Jedi Cole is known in our area. He does a lot of game shows and quizzes and stuff. The one I laughed at the most at was, Do You Know the Star Wars? Which was kind of like a Jeopardy-esque trivia show where they actually picked people from the audience to participate. And they had some cool fun prizes and stuff, but the questions were just so off the wall, and you had to be like super into Star Wars to really know the answers to them. And even I had to scratch my head, because as much as I love Star Wars, even I was like, that happened? Okay, cool. You would actually have really enjoyed this one, because he is like super punny. Like punniness to the extreme. And there were a couple where I just sat there like, I think Amber would really have gotten a huge chuckle out of this one. They were so bad.
Smithing.
He is excellent at it. And he had another one for Saturday morning cartoons. I sat in on that one as well. This one was with him and his podcast crew. He didn't involve people from the audience, but he did would throw out questions to the audience, and he would have the audience ask their own questions as well. So at least that they were still having some wordplay involved. But those were really fun, very easygoing, very casual. And what I liked about it was that they felt very friendly and open. So it was really easy to, even if, oh yeah. And I think that's why he gets asked to come back every single year, is that you can tell that he enjoys it and everybody else enjoys it as well. It's probably one of the few panels I was in where it was fully packed every single time, which was really cool. Another panel that I stepped in on, and I swear one of these years I'll actually enter it, is the Miss Star Wars contest. And this year in particular was the first time where I've actually was able to sit throughout the entire contest, because usually there's a panel that we have to go to record, and I have to skip out halfway through. But this time I sat there from beginning to end. Not only was it hysterical, and all the contestants were actually absolutely wonderful, I knew the answer to every single question that popped up. Now, I was just like, darn it.
For those who may not know what Miss Star Wars is, can you kind of give a short rundown of what it is?
Yeah. So it's kind of a beauty-esque pageant, but it's not so much about your physical appearance. It's about your knowledge of all things Star Wars. And it's a point-based system, and they have a couple of games that they play with all the contestants, and whoever has the most points is crowned Miss Star Wars. You hold this title for a year, and it's an ancillary title. But it's just something cute and fun and quirky. You get some cool prizes. Like, they had a C-3PO R2-D2 lithograph that was signed that they gave away for the top prizes here. It was really, really cool. So you get some nice Star Wars stuff out of it. And you get to come back next year representing Miss Star Wars, and you get to be one of the guest judges. One of our mutual friends, Trent, who helped us out at the cosplay contest, ended up being a last-minute judge, one of their judges. I don't know what happened. I don't know if they were sick. I don't know if they couldn't make it. So they threw a question out to the audience, and it was like, first person who raises their hand and knows the answers, you get to be the judge. I actually considered doing it. I raised my hand, and I was like, wait, no, I kind of just want to sit and watch. I really don't want to judge. So I was like, let's just put my hand back down. And I knew the answer, too. The answer was Han Solo. Like, I knew it instantly. And I was like, no, I'm going to wait this one. But Trent got it right, and so he became their third judge. But it was cool. It was a lot of fun. Even the silliness of the dancing section, which they did like 2 or 3 years ago, where you could dance with a fake Jabba. Instead, we had a slave girl Deadpool. And there was some very interesting Kylo Ren action going on there. It was disturbing and funny at the same time. And then the other panel that I sat in on that I didn't think I would get a whole lot out of was the body painting panel. And it's by a body painting artist who does both a kids panel and adult panel. And because this was in the afternoon, this was the kid-friendly panel. And she went over a couple of techniques and used some new materials that I didn't even know about. So I kind of came out of that going like, oh, so I actually learned a few things. And I actually even recorded a small section of it that you can find posted on our Facebook page, as well as our Instagram, about some safety tips when it comes to body painting. So she was a lot of fun. I had a blast. I met a couple of people in that panel that are now going to probably be following us on CosPod because of it. I showed them some of the stuff that we do and then some of our pictures, and they were like, wow, that's really cool. I didn't know that such a thing existed. I was like, oh, there you go. So now we have new followers. Yay.
Hi, new followers.
So that's probably... Hi, new followers. See, that was probably the gist of my paneling. It was still a lot of panels in a very short amount of time. I didn't expect to sit through so many, but it's one of those where, especially with Jedi Cole, once I got into that room, I just kind of got sucked in, and I was like, I really don't want to leave. This is cool. I enjoy this immensely.
And then the contests on Saturday night, you attended that as well.
I did attend that. Did not record it. I was in the process of recording it. They were having quite a number of technical difficulties, and it started off okay. They were doing cool, and even Todd came out and onto the stage and said, you know, everything was running fine last night when they tested it, no problems, and then suddenly one of the computers had an error out of nowhere. Yeah, and it was just one of those things where it was like, it was fine, and they couldn't replicate the error either, so that made it even worse. So they had two people go on stage, and then they had a short break to figure out what was going on. A couple more people came up on stage, and then they had a really long break to figure out what was going on. So I wasn't too sure what to do at that point. I felt like if I kept the camera running, I was just going to run out of battery. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to be safe and I'm just going to go ahead and turn all this off. And I wasn't packing anything away. It's like, I'm just going to turn things off. Let's see what happens. And it ended up taking a little bit longer than I think any of us anticipated. And you can tell the crowd was dwindling and starting to go. Eh. So that was unfortunate. And I feel bad for them because I understand that. I mean, at least with their computer system, it's been pretty consistent for the past 4 years with their scoring, because it used to be where it took them a long time to score everything. But, you know, the system worked great for them. It just happened to be one of those nights where things were glitching out and not much they could do other than reboot and try to fix it as fast as they can. Neil Kaplan, who has been their announcer for the past couple of years, did a really good job of just trying to keep the audience entertained. It helps that he's a voice actor. So he can improv very, very well and do lots of funny voices in between.
He celebrated Pi Day late, I believe.
He had pie. And it was a very sweet story, too. It was pie made by a staff member.
It was a sweet story.
It was a sweet story. No, it was very nice. Sometime last year during the staff luncheon, where they also invite the guests, Neil handed one of the staff members an apple. And the lady was like, oh, I make pies all the time. I will make you a pie next time. Because she was so grateful that she got an apple from him. She thought it was sweet. And he was like, okay, sure, no problem. And so she came back this year, brought him a pie. And he served pie to the judges.
Literally.
Literally served pie to the judges. And he started doing his turtle routine and his koala routine. And you were just like, uh-oh. Neil, I know we got to hang on here, man. It's okay. Overall, they had, I want to say maybe 32 or 35 people sign up, but they did have a lot of people drop out, I noticed. I think maybe only 16 to 17 people actually walked the stage, which was kind of disappointing. So I was curious to find out who else was there, but maybe they just forgot about it. Maybe something came up. Maybe, I don't know what was going on with it. But overall, it was still a fun show. They still had a lot of great costumes. And, you know, it is always the big contest, so it was kind of cool to see things. I think probably my favorite would have been the Halo Master Chief guy. And his armor was completely 3D printed. And he said he did the printing himself. He actually had a cooling unit in his helmet, too. So I was like, oh, that's really cool. And it looked very much like it came straight out of the game. It didn't feel like, I guess, boxy or fake. It looked like it was supposed to be Halo armor. So that was cool. And then my other favorite, and this guy took the reserve champion, which is second place, was the Jedi Rex, which upon initial thought, it sounds like a Jedi T-Rex, but that's not what it is. Rex is a character from the Clone Wars series. And so it was kind of this mesh up between his character and him being a Jedi. It's like an alternate universe thing. It was really great armor, really great thoughtful piece. He had some clothing bits to it as well that he made. So I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. So that was kind of neat. I mean, but overall, it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed myself. Neil is always Neil, so he kind of steals the show.
So a couple of constructive criticisms and compliments for the con. Constructive criticism, Neither Noir probably needs to move their set back a little bit. They were basically taking up the entire registration lobby, and that made it difficult for any sort of number of people to be in that area at all, let alone in costume. And it ended up being a little hard to move around them, especially while they were in the middle of a photo shoot. So perhaps the con may consider it kind of scooting them back just a little bit, or maybe even putting them into one of the rooms so that they're not, you know, basically taking up the entire lobby area. Positive thing, registration staff, incredibly friendly and helpful. In fact, all of the staff, I have never had an issue with any of them. They've always been very friendly, very willing to help you. If they don't know the answer to something, they immediately go to find the answer that you need or to find the person you need. If you need medical assistance, they're on site very quickly. And they're really knowledgeable people too. I mean, they're basically their own AV staff as well. and they know their stuff. So bravo to having an excellent staff at AllCon. Another brief constructive criticism. The cosplay panels were very basic this year, and there weren't very many. And part of that may be because of the new badge policy with the panels, to where if you were a panelist this year, they did not give free badges. They discounted you a certain amount based on the number of hours of programming that you provided. And the discount, I believe, was $10, if I remember correctly. I want to say it was $5 or $10. And that still basically meant that you were paying for a badge for the weekend. If you did the weekend, it was different if you paid for a day badge. But I think that that may have driven some panelists away. And I'm not trying to sound elitist when I say this. I'm really not, because there is a need. But when the only panels that you see again are 101 type panels, how to choose a cosplay, basic armoring, basic thermoplastics, very word cosplay on a budget. It's like, okay, I can understand the need for those panels, and there are still people who attend them, but they're also all over YouTube at this point because they've been filmed. And I think that we have so many skilled cosplayers in Dallas-Fort Worth that they could have a really great diversity of panels. They really could. And I want that for them. I want AllCon to have that diversity, and I want them to succeed with their cosplay track. So hopefully they can appeal to some of the local cosplayers to maybe run some other panels next year. I know that's not AllCon's fault, but it would be really neat for them to be able to do that. Good thing, excellent layout for their Artist Alley and Dealer's Den. Made it very easy to find what you needed. Everything was very well displayed. It was clear. The vendors were all very friendly, willing to talk about their product, especially the man-made soap people and the 3D printing people. They were really nice. The 3D printing people we talked to for quite a while. I want to say it was Polytechnic was the company. I can go look them up. But they were great to talk to. And they didn't, the dealers didn't harass you. They weren't up in your face trying to get you to buy their wares. And I appreciate that as a consumer. I don't like somebody being all up in my personal space trying to get me to buy their stuff. The only other downside I can think of, and I know this wasn't AllCon's doing, but something to consider, they were 2 weeks away from Fan Expo. I think that hurt them a lot in terms of attendance, in terms of panels being offered, and especially in terms of cosplayers. Because everybody, I can understand, believe me, that you can't always afford to go to conventions back to back. I know. I can't either, especially in terms of getting time off work. But because they were so close together, people felt obligated to choose one. And when you have a cosplay contest that's giving away $1,000 in prizes, well, there's not much contest or choice there. You would want to take your biggest and best to the one that has the biggest and best prizes, if that's what you're going after. So I think people basically just kind of threw all of their chips into Fan Expo. And I think that hurt AllCon. They still had a very good turnout, but I think it was less than last year. And last year was in the weird new hotel. So if there's any way they can kind of widen that gap a bit between AllCon and Fan Expo, I think it would really help them. So like I said, not their fault, but I think just having that closeness affected them in ways that were not beneficial. Still had a very cozy, very relaxing atmosphere that we've all come to know and love about AllCon. It's that very social con. I mean, I never hang out. I went and I hung out with friends at the bar after the cosplay contest on Friday night. I hung out with friends. And it was very chill. I like that about AllCon. I really do. It's a great con to just meet people and just talk nerdy stuff. So I really can't complain.
Well, it'll all depend on Fan Expo this next year. Because I know AllCon already has their date set for 2018. Because they're already advertising it in their book. So the fact that Fan Expo moved date was just really weird. I don't think any of us expected that. So it may shift back to June next year. Who knows? Who knows?
Indeed, especially since AllCon has now moved to Fort Worth.
Yeah.
And we'll be there for the foreseeable future since there aren't too many places large enough to hold them now.
Right.
So we are looking forward to next year at AllCon. I do not know if we are still going to host the cosplay contest. That's going to depend both on the convention inviting us and us having a talk about whether or not we can keep this going, because day jobs get in the way, guys. Adulting sucks sometimes.
But so, I will say that our run this year, I think, was probably the smoothest that we've had so far. I did not have a headache. I started getting one and I immediately took an aspirin to prevent it from happening, but I did not get a headache. That's the first time.
Yeah. Yeah, we did much better this year. We just need to make sure that we can still do it within our time constraints.
Yeah, exactly.
And not get overstressed about it.
Mm-hmm.
Me having a class in the middle of our preparations really did not help.
No, it did not.
It wasn't my fault.
I know. It wasn't planned. It's okay. Stuff happens.
So we will probably attend next year for sure. Just we don't know if we're going to be running, you know, panels or content or what have you. We'll find out.
We shall see.
All in all, I think I would account this on the positive side of the table.
So it was still fun.
On balance was better. Much better than the other hotel. And parking was free, which definitely helped.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, thank you for that, AllCon. You guys have no idea how amazing that was.
And whoever activated the fire alarm at 1:42 in the morning.
Hang on. Saturday morning. I've heard the story behind this, because I actually had one of the staff members who was there, like, who's across the way when it happened. There was a real fire.
Still not cool to set off the fire alarm at 1:42 in the morning on Saturday.
I'm sure it wasn't intentional. I'm sure it was not intentional. Most fires are not intentional.
I hope not, because there's a lot of ways fire could set off those alarms.
Yeah, but no, this was a legitimate fire. They did actually have firemen in the room and they took care of it, but it was a legit fire. So that I know for certain. It wasn't someone being a dick.
Because I was not happy at having to evacuate my room.
Nobody was.
And I lost a lot of sleep because I thought they were going to do it again.
Nobody was happy about that. Trust me.
And the Addison police were also on the scene right about, I want to say 9 o'clock? Yeah, about 9 p.m. There were two Addison police cruisers out in front too.
Cool.
So something must have gone down.
People getting drunk on St. Patty's Day.
Yeah. I would recommend that if anybody wants to go next year, if you are staying in the hotel, bring earplugs or bring noise-canceling headphones, because the walls are not sound insulated whatsoever, and neither. You can hear everything that goes on up and down the hall in all the rooms around you.
Well, do remember, next year it is at a different hotel.
For any con. It's just always a good thing to bring earplugs and or noise canceling headphones, because you never know with the hotels. They're generally not too terribly soundproofed, unless you get one of the nicer hotels that has thicker walls. I'm packing in my kit next year. I should have had them this year. But yep, that was AllCon the 13th, 2017. So we're looking forward to next year to see what they've got up their sleeve. Yay! All right, do we got anything else for this episode?
Nope, that's all I have.
All right. Unfortunately, there is no after session this time, simply because we're having to record this late on a work night since we couldn't record it at the con. So we actually have to go and get ready for work tomorrow morning, guys. So we will see you guys next episode in 138. We've got some new topics and new reviews for you guys. We look forward to seeing you there. Thank you for downloading the show. Here are all of our lovely methods of social media with which you can reach us. You can give us compliments. You can ask us questions. You can give us constructive criticism. Anything that you would like. You can even show us your latest cosplay progress. As long as it's family friendly. And so we wish happy cosplaying. Enjoy tomorrow night's premiere of Cosplay Melee. See you guys in 138.
Bye, guys.